The white evangelical Protestant voting bloc has historically played an important role in elections in Oklahoma, since, according to the Pew Research Center, about half of the state's adult population identifies as evangelical Protestant. KGOU's Caitlin Howard reports this has generally benefited the Republican Party, but that the evangelical bloc is not monolithic.
When I asked Alan Noble, an evangelical Protestant who attends a Presbyterian church in Shawnee, if his decision to write for national publications about why he opposes President Donald Trump created difficulties for him in the evangelical community, he reached for something on his desk to show me.
Others, I just recently got some fan mail from some stranger in Florida. Sent me this lovely postcard.
Noble was being sarcastic. It was far from fan mail. Instead, it was from someone who was upset about Noble's disapproval of some of Trump's policies and behavior. Noble, in a joking tone, read part of the postcard, the front of which pictured a cartoon bright red devil with the text of a Bible verse over its face.
So there are people who absolutely hate me, and there are many people who love me and disagree, and there are a lot of people who think I'm misleading evangelicals and that I'm causing division in the church.
Even though a recent Pew Research Center survey shows support for Trump among white evangelical Protestants like Noble has fallen since August, 78% of white evangelical Protestants in the U.S. are expected to cast ballots for Trump. But what exactly is evangelical Protestantism?
To be an evangelical Christian is really to hold certain theological claims, right? To believe the Bible is the literal word of God, or at least is his authoritative word, to want to live that out, to believe that Jesus died for your sins and that you have to be born again, to believe that you should share your faith with other people.
That's Samuel L. Perry, a sociology professor at the University of Oklahoma. Over time, he says the values of white evangelical Protestants and the Republican Party have practically merged together. Pew finds that over the past 25 years, white evangelical Protestants have seen one of the biggest shifts toward the GOP, making them the most solidly and consistently Republican major religious groups in the country. This is in line with the findings of a recent online survey conducted by OU Poll as part of Oklahoma Engaged, related to what influences the voting behavior of Oklahomans. When asked about the influence of social, cultural, political, and demographic factors on voting decisions, Republicans rated religious affiliation significantly higher than Democrats, independents, and those who don't identify with the party. Anne Marie Szymanski, a political science professor at the University of Oklahoma, says evangelicals became increasingly aligned with the Republican Party from the 1970s through the mid-80s.
So the real turning point was in 1980, and almost every Republican candidate for the presidency since then has courted the Christian right vote. And part of it has to do with, to some extent, also the Democratic Party's abandonment of issues that Orthodox Christians supported. And so as the Democratic Party moved more to kind of the secular realm and seemed hostile to evangelical Protestants doubled down on the Republican Party.
The South is where white evangelical Protestantism is strongest, Szymanski says, while white Catholics play a bigger role in Midwestern states. Szymanski says she thinks some white evangelical Protestants support Trump because of shared cultural beliefs, such as economic individualism. But she thinks many evangelicals are making a short-term transactional bet that things will be better with Trump as president in terms of protecting religious liberty. When it comes to the issue of abortion, OU sociology professor Perry says many white evangelical Protestants feel obligated to vote for the candidate that is anti-abortion.
Abortion has become kind of this identity marker. If you are a good Christian, how could you possibly vote for abortion? So it puts evangelical Christians in this position where, even if they don't like Trump, the abortion thing kind of locks them in, or they feel morally obligated as a culture.
Elizabeth Hurlbit, an evangelical Protestant in Stillwater who regularly attends church with her family, says she will be voting for Trump in the 2020 election and has attended numerous rallies and events in support of him. Even though she doesn't always approve of Trump's behavior, Hurlbit says she favors his anti-abortion policies and support of the military and law enforcement.
We're not voting on the person. We're voting on policy. It should always be what your policies are. And I feel like Trump's policies are more of what Christians would value over what Biden values.
Even though the way evangelical Protestants view Trump differs depending on who you ask, it's an important voting block that can determine the outcome of elections in Oklahoma. For Oklahoma Engaged, I'm Caitlin Howard.
This report was produced by Caitlin Howard for Oklahoma Engaged, an election project by NPR member stations in Oklahoma, supported by the Inasmuch Foundation, the Kirkpatrick Foundation, and Oklahoma Humanities.